There's something new that came up this morning. Around perception and the relationship between perception and the structure that may follow and or the behavior. It's like the completion of a full interplay between three aspects of sensation and how we engage with that naturally and how it is different in relationship to each of us in terms of those three aspects of perception, structure, and behavior. So I noticed in the last dialogue that I became aware of myself engaging with something inside of me. That opens a doorway to something more. And what kind of engagement comes naturally to me becomes the issue, and to notice that. When I touch my skin, for example, and feel myself, what happens? What kind of feeling comes in my body? And there are many different possibilities. I could feel a loving heart. Warm belly. But actually, what comes first is an expanding of the sensation for more. It is as though my body comes alive to itself. As it feels the sensation of touch. And I engage with that touch. It awakens more in me. And that kind of quiet movement inside. And if I just stay with that, before thought or emotion occupies my mind, I can feel that part of me is expanding. I can feel my chest, the nipples expanding in those parts of my chest. That are pleasurable. And as I feel that, I feel more activity in my hands and in my thighs. Awakening. And then back to the sensation in my breasts, and then down to my thighs, the sides of my thighs, and the touch, beginning to touch my belly, So these are the things that are happening in response to the perception of I'm being touched. This is what's happening inside of me. There's a kind of structure of movement. Things are beginning to awaken in that kind of way. There's no story, but there is sensation and more of it. It's like structure is being built. More of that is expanding. As though it kind of has a mind of its own. It's not something I'm doing consciously, trying to do. No, it's me noticing it. And these are the things that are actually happening in me because I'm noticing it. As though the noticing is in sync with the activity that is following that sensation. And then enjoying it seems to follow so that I can give my consent to what is happening. So that's a third thing that happens. It follows naturally from the first two. And there's my breathing. And there's my throat. There's my whole forebrain. These are activities. Physical structures that are actually happening in my body first before I know what they are or what they're about and the meaning for my life. All I can say is I like them. They're good. They are affecting my body to expand more into that sense of me. There's my shoulder. So more and more of me becomes more aware of myself. This follows when I touched myself in that particular way, starting with a gentle touch of the material on my skin, expands an experience of myself as a body, expanding as a whole entity. And then my feet. More and more of me are involved in that experience of expanded sense of self. Starting with my first noticing of touching and how it feels to be touched. There seems to be a kind of right order between perception and something that follows perception, which is a physical activity in movement that opens my body more to itself in an expanded kind of way. And it feels good. And the more that I'm recognizing that feels good, more of that kind of sensation of building increases and expands. The feeling good muscle is developing more of that in me rather than something else. Almost like a muscle tone is expanding in that sensation of good feeling. If you could say that a muscle has a feeling to it, that it can get stronger and more present. I like the possibility of that, of building that kind of muscle, the pleasure muscle, the good feeling muscle, the me muscle. That feels good. And it all started with perception that allowed me to engage with sensation. And that sensation not only feels good, but it is good. It's a kind of gentle loving of myself by being with myself in this way, and then more loving comes. That was my workout for today.